The medics rolled the gurneys from the elevator directly into the casualty receiving ward. The process was calm and precise, as the Naval Medical staff members put their expertise and practice to work. On one gurney, a 20-year-old man with a head injury. On the other, a 6-year-old boy whose pelvis was crushed by bricks during the earthquake. Commander Sean Safford, a pediatric surgeon with a Batman print on the cap of his scrubs, was ready to treat the boy. He had gotten notes from a doctor who had performed surgery on the child aboard the U.S. aircraft carrier Carl Vinson.
Well, I'll tell you, if they're bringing pilots in the middle of the night, they're worried about the child. The rules of engagement thus far for our pilots have been at nighttime flights are for critical patients. So I'll tell you, our anxiety is raised. We have pediatric subspecialists here as well with the pediatric cardiologist. We have myself, a pediatric surgeon. I think we've got some of the best capabilities in the country in one spot, which is great.
He said a number of specialists are on hand, and he believes some of the best resources in the country are together in one spot on the Comfort. Navy Corpsman Eve Henry, a native of Haiti, is acting as a translator. He met the 6-year-old when he was rolled into casualty receiving, where the child said his name was Lionel.
He was about to spell his name for me, and he was about to tell me his birthday, and also he gave me his father's phone number. He was about to tell me that he had one brother who was older than him. So he was very helpful.
Lionel arrived without any adult escort, raising concern that he might be an orphan or separated from his family. But the staff now has a contact number to try to track down a parent, and Henry is just one of the people ready to care for the child on the Comfort.
I'm about to go to ICU because that's where he is right now to see how he's doing. I know he was sleeping. He just told me that he wasn't in any pain at all, so he was just sleepy. And he wanted some water.
After assessments, both patients were stabilized and taken to the intensive care unit for observation. The Comfort's director of surgery, Commander Tim Donahue, oversaw patient care, as well as the Comfort team's ability to handle the first two patients of this mission.
And I think the thing that I like the most is that everybody's working well together. This is our first sort of true exercise we've drilled, but it's a very quiet, smooth code, so it's good work.
More patients are expected to arrive from the U.S. aircraft carrier Carl Vinson and a triage center in Port-au-Prince Wednesday, with hundreds more expected to follow in the coming days. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, from aboard the USNS Comfort.